Fred the Show was one of those television experiments that seemed doomed the moment it stepped into the spotlight. Born from the chaotic, high-pitched energy of Lucas Cruikshank's YouTube character Fred Figglehorn, the series attempted to stretch a 3-minute viral persona into a full-length Nickelodeon sitcom. What had once thrived as a dose of internet absurdity, quick, loud, and purposefully grating, became a weekly half-hour commitment that asked audiences to embrace the joke long after it had worn thin. This is TV Casualty, Fred, the Show. The premise followed Fred through exaggerated suburban misadventures, leaning heavily on his signature squeal, frantic energy, and cartoonish worldview. What worked online as parody became strangely literal in scripted television form. The pacing slowed, the improvisational charm disappeared, and the character's intentionally annoying traits dominated every scene without the relief of brevity. Critics struggled to understand who the show was meant for. Older teens, who had aged out of Fred's YouTube heyday, dismissed it. Younger kids, expected to be the core audience, found the character's hyperactivity exhausting more than entertaining. Nickelodeon's confidence in the property, buoyed by the performance of the Fred movies, proved misplaced once the series launched. Ratings dropped quickly, reviews hovered between bewildered and harsh, and the internet, once Fred's birthplace, turned on the character it had helped create. The transition from web icon to corporate children's sitcom made the series feel oddly sanitized, as if the network had tried to professionalize something that was never meant to be polished in the first place. Behind the scenes, the challenge of sustaining such an exaggerated character became apparent. Cruikshank was game, but even he acknowledged the difficulty of living inside that persona for an entire production schedule. Guest appearances and supporting characters couldn't offset the strain of a concept stretched too thin. The show's humor felt dated almost immediately, a casualty of how fast online culture evolves. Fred the Show ended after a single season, leaving behind a curious reminder of television's early attempts to mine internet fame for mainstream success. In retrospect, its failure wasn't surprising. It was a product of a transitional moment when networks were still learning that viral characters don't always translate to traditional formats. Fred was at his best in small, chaotic bursts, a bizarre, frenetic slice of early YouTube that couldn't survive the structure and expectations of a weekly sitcom.